Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Happy Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome into Undisputed. I'm getting so pumped for the Super Bowl. How about y'all? This is Undisputed. I'm Jen Hale. That's Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning,
Jen. I'm getting pumped for tonight because tonight is the night. Move over, Kareem. LeBron is about to be the new king of scoring.
He's been the king.
No, he has not.
He's been the king of the NBA.
Tonight. It will happen tonight. You going to be there?
I will be there.
Are you? I don't know. I'm not sure you're going to be there.
I will be there. Trust me. I will be there.
In person to see it all happen. All right, guys. Let's start here with potential history-making evening for the Lakers and LeBron. He's only 36 points away now from passing Kareem on that all-time scoring list. Tonight, he plays against the Thunder. According to Fox Bet Sportsbook, LeBron's over-under for this evening, 32.5 points. Shannon, does it happen tonight?
I will be honest, Skip, even though I'm going to be in attendance tonight, I think it happened Thursday. But I got great news for you. I got a private jet on standby because we're going to be in Arizona. And I don't give a damn if he breaks it tonight or Thursday night. I'm going to be in attendance when he breaks that record.
You got a private jet on standby?
On standby.
Well, how do you have it on standby?
I told them, if LeBron James does not break this record tonight, gas it up because Thursday we're going to fly from Arizona to L.A., L.A. back to Arizona.
Well, usually you have to pay for those things in advance.
Let me tell you what my grandpa used to say. He said, boy, be as cheap as you want to, but don't be cheap to yourself.
Oh.
I'm not going to be cheap to myself. I've earned this
one. Trust me, they're not cheap.
I've been saving up. I've been saving my pennies like the old people. I've been saving my pennies, Skip. Look, based on his scoring average, he's averaging 30 points a game. That leaves him 6 points short.
Yep.
I kind of want him to break it, Skip, Thursday night for the simple fact of this. I don't believe we can do it justice if he breaks it late in the fourth quarter because you know they want to pause the game. They're going to probably give him 6 to 8 minutes to, you know, bring the family out.
I would assume more than that.
Now, Skip, you can't do it.
No, seriously. It's just the Thunder.
I know, Skip. No, you do. You're on live television. You got things planned out. So I believe they give him 6 to 8 minutes to try to, have the family on the court. Adam Silver, the crowd and attendance, they're going to want to give him and people that are watching at home. But, Skip, if he breaks 36 points, that means it's going to be somewhere late in the fourth quarter. That's not going to do it justice. He needs to break this record early in the ball game so they can do it justice. Give him the proper respect that he deserves for passing Kareem in such a monumentous occasion. So, honestly, Skip, it would be great if he broke it tonight. But I just don't see it because he's kind of fallen off the scoring. 27-26, his last five games. 20 points against the Spurs, 41 against the Celtics. 28, 26, 27. So he's kind of fallen off the torrid pace that he has. He had a stretch there, Skip. You remember, he was averaging 37, 38 points a game for about 6 or 7 games. So he's kind of fallen off that pace.
Yeah, you did make the case yesterday. He has had a nice little respite, as in rest, right? So they played Saturday, and then they came home. So he's got to sleep in his own bed all
Sunday
the way
night,
up
Monday
until
night, yep.
Tuesday.
And plus the OKC play. Yep. This is a back-to-back for them. They got blown out last night. So they got fresh legs. Shai Gilgeous only played like 29 minutes or something like that. So knowing him, he had 20 points last night, didn't shoot the ball well. He might have 40 tonight because he's been playing unbelievable. So I'm going to say, Skip, I'm going to say he breaks it on Thursday. Although I would like for him to break it tonight. But in order for him to break it tonight, I don't believe they'll give him the proper respect because it'll be late in the ball game. So I want it to be like the first quarter of the Bucks game so we can give him his proper respect.
Is there a possibility, knowing history the way LeBron knows and respects history, that he would want to save his best for Milwaukee, which was the original franchise for which Kareem played?
No,
you see that?
I don't.
I don't either. Which is why I believe he's going to do it tonight.
Really?
I believe for the reason you just said, the Thunder just got routed at Golden State and gave up 141 points.
Yeah.
The Thunder have allowed the 20th most points in the NBA, 20th in points allowed. The Thunder is not a very physical team because they're 26th in rebounding.
Right.
They start and play a very small lineup, Muscala comes in and plays 14 or 15 minutes a night, and he's 7 feet tall, but he just shoots threes.
Right.
So yeah, I don't think he's ever been accused of being a rim protector.
No, he's not.
So I don't see how anybody can stop LeBron from doing what he does greatest, which is attack the basket. Mm-hmm. So it would seem to me, I don't even know who's going to try to guard him. Josh Giddey? He's 6'8", but he weighs like 216 or something. That's what he's listed at.
I think Lou Dort is injured. I think they got a Williams kid.
They got two Williams kids who start, and they're both rookies. And one of them is pretty well put together.
Yeah.
But the one, Jaylin, is J-A-Y-L-I-N Williams, is from Arkansas, and he's 6'9", 240. So maybe he gets the assignment to start with. The other Williams is from Santa Clara, and he's more of a shooting guard. And then you got SGA, as in Shea Gilgeous Alexander, but he's not going to guard him. He's just going to try to score on him. And after that, they got that Aaron Wiggins kid who's in his second year out of Maryland. He was a second-round pick. So they have had their moments when they played well offensively.
Oh, but they can score. Now, they can get up and down on you.
They will get up and down, which could contribute to pace of play, which could mean, I think, LeBron could have not a field day, but a field night. Just attacking, getting a lot of break baskets, a lot of slams, a lot of tomahawks. And to me, it sets up, again, do I think it's going to be a close game? It's always a close game.
It doesn't matter
who they play. It's just close.
Yes.
It could be Boston tonight. It could be Golden State. It could be Philadelphia. It would be a close game. It might even, with all those teams, it would go to the wire because that's just how they play. They play up to or down to the level of competition. So I'm going to say that he'll be right on the cusp, and they may need him to score late to win the basketball game.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to remind you, they are, believe it or not, looking up in the standings at the Oklahoma City Thunder, who rest up above them. Barely.
Well, you know what, Skip? Now that you mentioned it, what if they had a moment like Kobe? When Kobe got 60, it was after the game they gave him. They did what they did after when he scored because it was his final game. Would that be the same as if he, you know, they paused the game?
Yeah, what if it goes to the wire? What if, dare I say, what if LeBron makes a walk-off shot? What if he makes a walk-off tomahawk dunk? What if he makes a walk-off skyhook? I don't think he can make a walk-off.
A walk-off three to give him 36?
Okay, that would work also.
Oh, man.
What if he does something dramatic, being the drama king that he is, to win the game, and then you don't really need to pause. You just let the game play out, and then everybody gets to stay for the fireworks celebration, which is the presentation of the award.
No, you can't do that.
Right?
Now, take me right there. If you hit a walk-off three, take me now, Lord. I don't see it. I don't need to see no more. I don't need to see nothing else.
You might not show up here the next day.
No, I don't need to see nothing. There's not another moment that could capture me.
Yep.
If he were to hit a walk-off three to give him 36 and become the all-time leading scorer, I'm done.
Okay. Well, it would be pretty shocking if he did that because LeBron has now fallen to
there you go.
Well, he ranks 142nd out of 148.
Can we have a minute?
Okay. Well, I'm just saying he's shooting 30.3%. Okay, 30.3% from three. He's been pretty horrible. He's coming off a 1-for-7 at New Orleans, but is he capable? Sure, he's capable.
Yeah, you remember that 9-of-14, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay, so is that your prediction now, or is that just speaking with heart overhead?
I think we might get 5 of them tonight, though.
Okay, you might get 5.
We get 5 or 6 now that 36 is very, very much in play.
Okay. Isn't this the premium opponent to play if you need to score? It's the Thunder on a road back-to-back in which they just allowed 141. Can you get 130 tonight?
Skip, they're young. They got young legs. I mean, the oldest player might be Shea Gilgeous, and he's, what, 23, 24? Yep. So he's the oldest player. Josh Giddey might be 15.
Okay, I give you that, but they did just allow 141 to a Golden State team that hadn't been playing very well.
Well, that was Clay.
And there's no Steph, obviously.
Right. But Clay went crazy three.
He went crazy Clay, like he's capable of doing.
Of course.
In fact, I've always said he can get even hotter than Steph can get for a stretch.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So now we're down to what kind of shot is that shot? And it was interesting, as LeBron told Michael Wilbon yesterday, if we could hear the sound, this is what he does not want to do for the record-breaking shot.
I know what I don't want it to be.
What?
A free throw. I used to play, when I was a kid, we used to play 21 and 33. And the worst thing ever is when you fight all day and then one of your guys win the game on a free throw. It was like, no, check it up. Like, I don't want to do it on a free throw. So hopefully I can get a nice layup or my signature dunk in transition or a fadeaway, you know. I don't know, but a free throw feel like it's cheating the process a little bit.
You heard him, Skip. I told you he didn't want no free throw.
Okay, why cheating. Is that?
Because it's cheating. He's cheating.
You know how I interpret this? This has driven me pretty crazy about your man LeBron over the years. That's how he views free throws. They're like substandard to him. Like he never valued them the way I thought he should have valued them.
No, Skip,
them.
He doesn't value for such a monumentous occasion.
I understand that. But it's still part and parcel of his philosophy of basketball. I think he's never honored the free throw the way he should have. And let's just do the math. Like Kevin Durant's an 88% career free throw shooter. 88%.
Right.
Well, and he's 7 feet tall. It's hard to do when your hands are that big
right.
to have that kind of control of the basketball. But we all agree for a big, a tall guy,
yeah.
he's right at the yeah. top of the yeah. list. Joel yeah. Embiid's a very good right. free throw shooter.
I look at it like this. I don't think Emmitt would have been glad to get the record, but I don't think he won a one-yard game. Emmitt Smith, yeah. the rushing record. I don't think he won a one-yard game. I don't think Tom Brady wants to break the all-time passing record on a 2-yard jailbreak, on a 1-yard jailbreak screen.
Although he threw a bunch of those.
He did. But I think he wants to at least give me a first down on the pass that I break the record on, Skip.
Okay.
So LeBron's like, okay, can I just get my – if even a layup, or like you said, a signature dunk.
Yeah. Okay. But just to do the math, just to frame this for mm-hmm. everybody. If he had really fixated and concentrated on free throws, which I don't, because they're called free throws for
right.
a reason. You stand there by yourself. It's uncontested. You're 15 feet away, and you get one flick of the wrist for 1 point.
Right.
But that's all you can do is get 1 point on
yeah.
it. So he is a career, 74% free throw shooter.
Right.
Okay. He's, I'll find it here. 73.5. So we'll call it 74% free throw shooter. Mm-hmm. Durant, 88%. If you do the math on that, that would have given LeBron an extra 1,125 points.
Yeah.
So let's call it 1,100 points more. Well, obviously, this record would have fallen last year, right?
So you want God to give him everything. The ability to shoot free throws at 90%. The ability to shoot threes at 40%. To be able to drive the ball like he does. The ability to stay healthy like he has. And the ability to put the ball in the basket. So you want God to give him everything.
Free throws are teachable, learnable, coachable, workable.
I think you can figure it out. So is the three-point shot. It's teachable, learnable, fixable. Mm-hmm. But everybody's not going to shoot 40%.
No. But you can do better than LeBron has done for a player of his magnitude.
But scale.
Especially the free throws. When I watch Embiid and KD shoot free throws, I say, God, because LeBron's not even in the ballpark with those guys.
But Embiid can't stay healthy like LeBron.
No.
So there's a trade-off. Kobe and Jordan didn't shoot the three like Steph Curry. So you want them to have the ability to fade away, the ability to get to the rim and finish at the rim, and shoot 40%+ from the three like Steph Curry.
Okay, we're talking about the player you proclaim is the GOAT.
Okay, Skip. Okay,
the simplest thing you can do in basketball is make a free throw.
So you want Tom, so let me get this right. You want mm-hmm. Tom Brady to have the ability, the escape ability of a Michael Vick. You'll be able to run like a Justin Fields.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay, he doesn't need to.
Okay, LeBron didn't need to. He's going to become think about this. He's about to become the all-time leading scorer, and he can't shoot 40% from the three, and he can't shoot 80% from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
So what did that tell you?
That he played longer than anybody at a more healthy high level.
Oh, Skip.
Okay.
So isn't that something?
Sure.
God didn't give Jordan the ability to play healthy to stay that long. He didn't give Kobe. You want God to give this man everything.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to shoot 90%. The ability to shoot 40%. The ability to stay healthy and play for as long as he has, as well as he had. You wanted to give God to give him all of that?
Okay. That's not God given. That's man given.
What?
Free throws. The free throws are man given. You can figure that out.
Yeah.
You can get a shooting coach and you can figure out how to shoot 80%.
Skip, you can get a shooting coach to find out how to shoot 40% from the three, right? No, you can't.
It's such a longer shot. The degree of difficulty triples.
So why does Steph shoot 40%? Why do some of these guys shoot 40% then?
Well, that's God given on talent. But the free throw, it doesn't require much
that's
of a
talent.
Leg push. No, it's not.
That's a
talent?
Skip.
No, it's you can hone your ability to shoot a free throw. You can improve from 74% to 80%. If you really get in the lab in the offseason, you could do it.
So, Skip, nobody has possessed the ability to do everything at an elite level. That's what I'm saying. And you put these unrealistic expectations on LeBron that you never put on Jordan. Jordan was a subpar three-point shooter. So was Kobe. Okay, but nobody ever held that against them.
Okay, because nobody valued the shot at that point. Nobody favored it. Nobody featured it. Nobody cared about it.
So in 1979, when they said the three-point shot was viable, and Chris Ford made the first one for the Boston Celtics, so has the three-point shot increased in value or decreased in value? It's still 3 points, and it's still the same distance.
Everybody features it now. Every team shoots threes at record clips. Wow. Every year we break the record because it's simple math. It's 3 versus 2.
But everybody is not shooting it like Steph Curry or Dame Lillard, and they're still shooting it.
Okay, but LeBron's three-point attempts have gone up each of the last 5 years because he's saying, I'll take 3 versus 2 because I can get closer to this guy faster.
Well, Skip, I mean, LeBron is not 7 foot tall, so he just doesn't go down on the block like a lot of the bigs. If you go back and look at the guys that have held this record, who are they mainly? Bigs. Kareem, Wilt, Pettit, Shays, Mikan.
And LeBron James.
Okay, then.
He is the greatest driver of the basketball ever, and I've said it from day one. You can look it up.
Let me ask you a question.
Look it up.
So when he drove the basketball against the Celtics, what happened?
We got fouled.
Okay, so what happened?
Okay,
so
that's one time they missed the call, and it was the first time in years did what I pounded the table for him to do.
Actually,
first time in years.
Actually, they said he got fouled again against the Boston Celtics in the Garden. He also got fouled against Philly. So that's not the first time that he's driven the ball and gotten fouled, and it wasn't called. That's not true.
Okay, no, I'm talking about with the clock ticking down 3-2-1.
Skip, the clock was ticking down. And then he gave the call to foul on him. He'd have made free throw.
At Boston.
No, I'm saying that Boston. I'm saying the same thing happened in L.A. When they went to overtime, he got fouled again. No,
but it wasn't – he didn't drive the ball for the win.
No, Skip, he got fouled on a shot earlier. And same thing against Philly. Remember Philly here? They said he got fouled.
Yeah, okay, but I'm just talking about that was where – this is it. You got a tie game at Boston, and he just – I told you, I came out here on Monday, and I said he put his head down – and he did what I pounded the table for him to do for years. Just put your head down. He blew right by Malcolm Brogdon. He might have walked with the ball. I don't care because they're not going to call it. And he went up, and because he is by birth a left-handed player, he shot a left-handed layup, right?
I have a hard time. In a moment that we should be celebrating, you try to find flaws in the man game that he doesn't shoot free throws.
It was interesting. He brought up the one thing I don't want to do is shoot a free throw. And I'm saying, why not?
Skip, it's like a great achievement. And he said, man, I want it to be something that people will remember. I mean, getting a free throw when I'm known for dunks or my fadeaway, my high arcing fadeaway, that's what I want it to be. It's not like you say, well, if it's a free throw, I don't want it. Obviously, I mean, you want it in a momentous occasion. If you break the home run record, yes, but you want a moonshot, especially if that's what you're known for.
Okay. All right. But there's only one way to hit a home run. You have to hit it out of the park.
Yeah, but Skip, when it barely goes over the fence or the guy almost catches it and it skips off his gloves and gets over the fence, as opposed to Barry Bonds hitting it in McCovey Cove, it's something entirely different. He wants it to be a memorable occasion. Like when Kareem broke the record, we're never going to forget. If you go back, I'm old enough to remember, it was a skyhook.
Yep, it was.
I mean, but
more so, it was a skyhook from the baseline with no backboard.
But Skip, he threw a lot of those from the baseline.
Okay, but it's hard, man, from 10 feet.
Yes.
That might be the hardest shot. That might be the hardest horse shot there is.
But guess what?
I dare somebody to go try to make that shot like 5 out of 10 times. It's hard, man.
But guess what, Skip? His first points he ever made, it wasn't a skyhook. Mm-hmm. He shot it regular.
Okay. Shot what regular?
The basketball. He didn't throw the sky hook. His first 2 points was a regular, like a little push jump shot.
Okay. Kareem's. Okay.
So he's like, but he's known for the sky hook. It's fitting that he broke the record with what, Skip? The sky hook.
Okay.
LeBron said it would be fitting for me to break the record with a dunk that I'm known for on a fadeaway.
Like a tomahawk.
Yes.
He said on a breakaway, like on some sort of fast break.
Yes.
I would accept that. I would take that.
Yes.
I would embrace that.
Yes.
That would be a moment.
For me, it doesn't minimize if he gets it through a free throw, but he said, I want it to be, you know, Kareem for the sky hook, and he broke the record with a sky hook. It'd okay. be so fitting for me to break the record with a thunderous dunk or a fadeaway.
Okay, but you said last week that you would like to see him shoot the sky hook.
I would.
Okay, well, do you still believe that?
It all depends on if he knows.
Would that be like a memorial shot to Kareem, or would it be, what are you doing? Would it be like, what are you mocking him? Why would you shoot his shot?
I don't know how LeBron, Skip, I didn't remember. I don't know, like, when I had Mom's thing, I didn't know exactly. Do I have 100? If I get this 10, 15. So does LeBron know, like, I guess it's different than in football than basketball, because you can look up there and you can see, okay,
he,
I got 23 points.
He will definitely be kept apprised.
Right, right.
Oh, so, definitely.
So, but, yeah, will he attempt it? I think so. I think if he has 34-point skip and he gets the opportunity to come through, you know, I think he does it.
All right. Me personally, I'm back to what you said to start this topic. I would love to see him in a very close game. I would love to see a walk-off three. I'm talking about a buzzer-beating three to win the game by one.
Yes.
That would be all time.
Yeah.
Walk it off, shut it down, and let's have a celebration. That's the way to do it.
I wouldn't be disappointed with that.
The Thunder are going to have to cooperate because they're going to have no legs left enough off last night to hang in this game. But
Skip, you know how this thing works. You've been around sports too long. You ain't getting no damn record on me. You think I'm going to be? I don't want to be memorialized forever, Skip. Like, Utah's in that man's footage forever.
Yeah.
He broke the record against Utah over Mark Eaton. That ain't erasable. That's history. The OKC, like, we don't want to participate in this. You might get the record, but we want to hang on. LeBron James broke the record in a losing effort.
Yeah, I don't know if the Thunder have enough of a legacy to have that kind of pride.
Oh, they got that pride. Yeah, Skip, but no, I don't want my grandkids and my kids to see that. Oh, yeah. Daddy, Papa, LeBron James broke the record against you.
Listen, these kids are so young, they're just kids, that they might take it as a badge of honor.
No.
We were the opposing team. We were the Washington Generals that night.
They chronicle things a little better today than they did back in 1984, Skip. So when they play this back, what they keep playing back? Jordan, that Pose game, Byron Russell kids and grandkids going to have to see he held a pose on him with his back turned.
Well, at least Brian Russell can say he fouled me. You know, he pushed off, right?
Did they call it?
No.
Exactly.
Because they were never going to call it.
Exactly. It's like the day, if you can say Dez caught it, that's not what the official said.
No. That is what one official on the field said.
No, he didn't skip it. He
raised his arms.
And when they went to the official at the game in New England said that was a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
But Walt Coleman came back and said, it was incomplete.
We got overturned.
Exactly.
Yep.
We in the money, baby.
Guys,
Skip.
Tonight is the Lakers are going to be broadcast in over 200 countries.
We might be in trouble on the show tomorrow.
We're talking about tens of millions of viewers for this moment.
Yep. Yes.
Also, should the Nets have taken a different offer for Kyrie Irving? Mm. Guys, so much more to talk about in the association. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to The Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Kyrie Irving, by the way, he is now in Dallas, had his physical yesterday. According to reports, the Nets did have two other offers for Kyrie. The Lakers reportedly proposed sending Russell Westbrook and two first-round picks, while the Suns offered Chris Paul, Jay Crowder, and numerous other picks in exchange for Kyrie. Shannon, the Nets make the right deal here.
They made the right deal to get Kyrie out and not get him where he wanted to go. They knew he wanted to go to L.A. And, excuse me, put this off real quick. Mm-hmm. Sorry. They knew he wanted to go to L.A. We're not trying to appease you. Skip, I look at it like this. Me and my ex break up. Somebody asked me, hey, man, you mind if I get your ex number? Hell no. I'm not going to make it easy for you. You can get her number. but you're not going to get it from me.
Who would have the audacity to ask you that?
But I'm just saying.
Oh.
He's like, okay, Kyrie,
I mean, them would be fighting words.
No. I ain't fighting nobody over no chick. But anyway, okay. Skip, Kyrie, you can get to L.A., but you're going to have to go to auxiliary method. It's kind of like what they did with Kawhi. What did he say? He wanted to go to L.A., right, Skip? They say, I tell you what, if you can get to L.A. through Toronto, by all means.
Yep.
Kyrie, if you can get to L.A. through Dallas, mm-hmm. by all means.
Yep.
But I am not going to send you, because this 4 years for both of us has not worked out the way we had hoped. So the last thing I'm going to do is to put you into a situation. Now, we've seen it, Skip. Where would you like to go? You've been great for us. Hey, we would like to reward you for your services over 5 years, 10 years, however long it's been. We'd like to do the right thing by you. Mm. But under no circumstances, Skip, they took a raw deal because they were not going to give Kyrie what he wanted, which was to land in L.A. No way, no how. So they took a worse deal. I believe this deal was worse than what they... Now, I don't know about the Phoenix Suns. I don't know why. Obviously, Chris Paul's not going to be too happy about that. Mm-hmm. But, hey, that's for them to figure out. Russ probably not too happy about that. But, hey, he understood. He know they've been working behind the scenes for the longest.
But he knows way better than CP3 knows.
Absolutely. Yes. So with that being said, Skip, yes, I believe they could have got better deals. But the better deal would have included sending Kyrie where he wanted to his preferred destination. Mm. And the last thing I want to do, if you've not been amenable to me, you haven't been reliable to me, you haven't been dependent to me, is to send you where you want to go. I mean, look, and do they still have some room? I'm hearing they want to trade Ben Simmons, but there ain't no trade market for Ben Simmons, which I told you, Skip, is never going to be the same for him. Mm. So for me,
well,
Skip.
Well, he can't even stay physically healthy, let alone emotionally healthy. But go ahead.
Maybe it's his mental health that's causing his physical
well
health.
Could be.
Skip, no. I do believe they could have got better deals. Mm. But in order to get a better deal, that would have meant I had to send Kyrie to his preferred destination.
Yep.
And the last thing I want to do is do that.
Okay. I buy that. But I also have a whole lot to say about this.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with a grand plan hypothetical that I tweeted about, but I didn't talk about on the show yesterday. But we now have the opportunity to go back in here.
Okay.
LeBron never would have done this, but if he wanted to maximize his opportunity to win at least one more ring, the way to have done it would be to push for Kyrie to be traded straight up for LeBron. And then LeBron, at age 38, with just a year or two left, whatever he's got, he may play 4 or 5 years for all I know. But the point is, if he had joined KD, you'd have to go to Brooklyn to do it. And I don't think he wants to give up
his
homestead here.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm just saying, if you really wanted to push hard for something, that would have worked.
You thought the Lakers were going to do that?
Okay.
You think the Lakers would trade Kyrie Irving for LeBron James straight up?
Kyrie is 30 years of age, so you suddenly would be back in business for the next 5, 6, 7 years.
Let me ask you a question.
Right?
Who you think putting more butts in the seat? You do realize
not,
the Lakers
not
are
even
about
close. Okay.
The Lakers are about superstars.
Okay.
That's why they move heaven and earth to get them.
Well, obviously, we are on the precipice of him being the ultimate gate attraction tonight and maybe Thursday night.
Right.
I'm just doing the hypothetical. I'm just telling you, to maximize chances, that would be the way to do it, because Kyrie, to me, ultimately is more trouble than he's worth. And I think you agree with that.
Yeah.
Though I would have given LeBron a real shot, a much better shot than anybody else of handling Kyrie or vibing off Kyrie or however you want to call it. Like he said yesterday, he's talking about how disappointed he was. And he said to be able to land such a talent, someone I had such great chemistry with, I know I have great chemistry with. Well, that's that guy. LeBron
right.
and that
yeah.
guy, because they obviously
because LeBron,
won together.
Skip, Skip. LeBron is the only one
who has gotten
a championship.
And now that the smoke clears on Kyrie's career, now that we look back, we say, well, wait a second. It only worked one time, and it barely worked.
Yeah.
You were down 3-1,
yeah.
and it might have come all apart after that. If you had lost Game 5, even though Draymond had been suspended, if it had been a gentleman's sweep at that point, he may have flown the coop
right.
for you
right.
there. Because he was already being difficult at that point.
I think had he not wrecked his knee in that overtime,
yeah.
I think they go 2-0
okay.
against the Warriors. I don't think the Warriors beat them, Skip. You think the Warriors, honestly, you think the Warriors, we'll never know. I sure like the Lakers' chances with Kyrie.
Okay, well, I told you, those three games, the first three games of that first go-round against Golden State in 2015, that's the greatest I've ever seen LeBron play.
Right.
He literally put the whole team on his broad shoulders and said, I'm going to carry you as far as I can carry you. And he carried them all the way two games to one up to game four at his house. And then it didn't work. And you can say he ran out of gas or whatever. But the point is, he could have made it work if anyone could make it work with Kyrie. But remember, Kyrie, to me, is very evolved now. He's evolved past that young Kyrie that LeBron won a championship with.
Right.
Okay? So the point is, we got that thing operating. And now let's get back to, okay, so the Nets had what offers on the table? Well, if this is to be believed, that the underplayed, under-the-radar story of the year is that, wait a second, Phoenix offered Chris Paul and Jay Crowder and some undetermined picks. I'm not sure how many, what they had or what they offered, but there were picks on top of that.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, wait a second. You took Spencer Dinwiddie and you Dorian took Finney Smith. And you did take their picks, but they're down the line. Yeah. They're just like the Laker picks. Yeah. They're way out there.
29 first
rounder
and a 2 second rounder was 27-29.
Okay, it's way out there. It's a long time from now.
Skip, you cry.
But Chris Paul, I'm talking about if you want to maximize your chances to win right now with Kevin Durant, even though Chris this spring will turn 38 years of age. He's 37.
But he looks like he on borrowed time. Skip, he on fumes.
Okay, but listen, when it's time to play, I would count on him to give you what you need to organize your team, to quarterback your team, to run your team. And you got a bunch of shooters on that team.
What we saw last year is that Chris Paul, it started out like every other game, and then he totally disappeared in the Mavs series. But you mentioned something that I found very interesting. You said Bum Bright, the former owner of the Cowboys, had better offers than what Jerry Jones. But he took Jerry Jones' offer because why?
He despised Tom Landry.
Okay.
Because Tom Landry at the Christmas parties would just cold shoulder him.
Okay.
Wouldn't even call him by name or talk to him or listen to him or chit chat with him. He just aloofed him. He stiff armed him. Okay.
So Joe Tsai says, you know what?
Yeah.
I'll take less to send you to your less preferred destination.
Okay.
Then make sure you're happy.
I mean, it's a marquee destination in that you're playing with a young superstar.
Yes.
And it's Mark Cuban's team, and he's...
That's okay. It ain't L.A.
Okay. But Mark Cuban, the basketball owners,
he's one of the most vocal owners.
Okay, but is he the most recognizable?
Probably.
Just because of television?
Yeah, because he's always... No, Jordan is the most recognizable owner.
Okay. But he stays in the shadows, like he's not even out front.
But Mark Cuban is sitting on the end of the bench.
He's sitting on the bench.
So, yes, they
and
know.
He's always yelling at the refs, and he's just... He's actually a Jerry Jones wannabe.
Yeah.
In Jerry's shadow in Dallas.
He's the owner, but he's more fans. He gets caught up in the moment. I think sometimes he forget.
Okay.
Like, damn, I'm down here yelling and screaming. I'm the actual owner. I shouldn't be doing this.
Okay. So maybe so. I just think if you give me, listen, I'm a big fan of Jay Crowder because he plays big in big games, big moments.
Right.
He has been there and done all of the above. Right. I don't know. I like the makings of what is still left in Brooklyn. And you've been checking out what Cam Thomas keeps doing night after night. He almost had 50. He had a shot to have 50 last night that would have made it a very close game.
Right.
And he missed his last one, but he still ran up with 47 points.
Well, the thing was, for whatever reason, Steve Nash didn't play him a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Jock Vaughn has played him, but now that Kyrie's gone, he's getting minutes. So now, he showed you. Now, we know he can heat up. But, Skip, now he's getting 30, 35, almost 40 minutes a night as opposed to those 10, 15.
Okay.
He can show you what he can do.
Okay, but I keep telling you, if you have Seth Curry and you have Joe Harris and you still have Patty Mills and you still have some long defenders like Royce O'Neal and Nick Claxton has become the most improved player in the league.
You got Finney Smith, Watanabe.
What's that?
Yeah, so you still got wings of Dorian Finney-Smith, Watanabe.
Yeah, but I was doing it. Without Finney Smith.
If
you put Jay Crowder in there.
And
Chris Paul. I'm just telling you, maybe Chris is on fumes, maybe last legs.
Yes.
But to your ultimate point, You don't think this blindsided him to have to read or hear that, wait a second, I was on the block?
I don't know who leaked. I don't know. Ooh. The Nets. I think the Nets might have leaked this skill.
Okay. And remember, the Suns have a new ownership group, and they're about to
take ownership.
They're going to take over, and it's going to cost the GM and the front office staff. So maybe it was in flux. Maybe it was a new owner push that we got to start fresh here. And we got to get out from under Chris if we have the opportunity.
Right.
But, man, and then you would start with Kyrie.
Yeah, but you know Kyrie coming in wanting $200 million.
He would.
You get the last 2 years of the last 2 years of Chris Paul, I think he's going to make $80 million, 40 and 40, give or take here or there. But you know you coming in. So what are you going to do, Skip, moving forward with DeAndre Ayton?
Yeah.
Are you going to keep him?
Yeah.
Because it seems like every other game he and the head coach getting into it. Or he and somebody on his team getting into it. Are you going to keep him?
Yeah. Okay, so let's listen. I think we do have the clip of LeBron saying he's now going to
reshift his focus?
Yeah, refocus. Let's hear how he said it.
I can't sit here and say I'm not disappointed on not being able to land such a talent, but someone that I had great chemistry with, and know I got great chemistry with on the floor, that can help you win, championships in my mind.
Right.
In my eyes. But my focus is shifted now. My focus is shifted back to where it should be. And that's this club now.
And?
Yeah, that's what you got to do, Skip.
You like it?
I love it.
Okay.
I love Skip. I don't spend the money I don't got. Everybody's like, ooh, I'm about to get this new job. Let me go. No. He said, look, I was excited, but I wasn't all the way vested in until the man's in our building.
Mm.
Because I've seen this before. You know, you start to get excited about Kawhi, Skip. You're like, ooh, wait. And then all of a sudden, rug got snatched out.
It did.
Same thing with Kyrie.
Yep.
So I think the thing is now LeBron doesn't allow himself to get fully emotionally invested until he see the guy that on him on the court with the Laker uniform on. And so he's like, yeah, I'm disappointed, but I don't allow myself to get all the way invested. And so now I got to shift my focus, worry about the guys that I got in the locker room, and let's try to lead these guys. Hopefully we can stay healthy.
I just think he wanted to make it very clear in a very nice way, a very upbeat way.
Yeah.
They didn't do their job. I needed this guy because with this guy, I can deal with this guy because we have chemistry and we've done this before. And we could have gone places, obviously in a West that's begging for somebody to take control of. You can argue Denver has taken some control, but I don't think anybody's sold completely on Denver being the team.
Who said the Lakers are done?
Trade deadline
Thursday.
And?
Hey, we ain't done.
And?
Yeah, we're about eight.
Okay, for anybody but Kyrie, are you going to give up those picks? No.
It ain't no telling what we might do.
Well, no telling.
KD might want out.
Would he?
Yeah, then what? KD, AD, and Bron.
And you're going to give what for him?
Two first round of the Russ.
They would laugh at you.
But we will give you Max Christie and Austin
Reed.
That's
big of you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, the Nets become the worst team in the East.
No, they don't. They got Cam. You say Cam wouldn't have went back-to-back 40-point game.
He did. That'd be all you'd have.
Nah, you got nice pieces.
Yeah. Okay.
You got Dinwiddie. You got Curry, Patty Mills, T.J. Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Claxton?
Yeah, boy, it's loaded.
You love Ben Simmons.
I love him when he's right.
He hadn't been right in a long time, Skip.
No, he's had flashes, bits and pieces, fits and starts.
Nah.
Yeah. Well, okay. You're going to make a bold, big move, big splash?
It might be a little move.
A little move. Okay.
Buddy maybe Hield. Maybe Bogdan, old Bogey down in Detroit.
Yeah.
Maybe we do something for Bogey. You know, we got a shooter, Skip.
He would help. Yeah.
The floor space, and LeBron can get downhill.
Mm-hmm.
The double team can't come right now to get the ball out of 80's hand.
True. I agree. All right. You somebody do need a shooter because you don't have one.
Somebody be in trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Okay.
Trade deadline is Thursday afternoon, guys. We'll see what happens. The clock is ticking. Let the smack talking begin, huh? Jalen Hurts asked yesterday if Patrick Mahomes was the best quarterback he's ever faced head-to-head. Hurts said Mahomes is, quote, up there. He's definitely great at what he's doing. Shannon, are you surprised Jalen Hurts didn't say, yeah, Mahomes is the best I've ever faced?
No. What if he doesn't think that? He's going head-to-head with Brady. He's going head-to-head with Rodgers. And yep. now he's going to about to go head-to-head with Mahomes. Mm. The one thing I like about quarterbacks, they're normally really good at being PC. They make sure
that's what I thought. No, that's why I anticipated maybe a quick PC, just sort of an instant answer of, oh, yeah, he's...
No. Okay. Because then you offend Brady. Mm-hmm. Now you offend Rodgers. And what we know about the quarterback, Skip, they do the least job of offending the other position. Mm-hmm. Now, cornerback going to say, oh, nah, that man, cornerback can say, nah, that cornerback over there ain't no good. That wide receiver say, nah, he over here ain't no good. But that's not how quarterbacks operate. They normally take the high road and say, nah, hey, I love what he's doing. He's doing amazing things over there, yada, yada, yada. They do a really good job. And Jalen Hurts is a professional quarterback, mm-hmm. not just on the field, but the way he handles his business off the field yep. and the way he does in interviews. So mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that he didn't say this. We know Mahomes' resume. Jalen Hurts knows his resume, but he also knows Tom Brady's resume. He also knows what Aaron Rodgers have done. So, no, I'm not. I don't think he took a shot at Mahomes. I don't think Mahomes would take it as a shot. That's just the way he feels. Mm. So I don't have a problem with what he said. None whatsoever.
Mm. By the way, to your almost last point.
Okay.
I do think, knowing Patrick from a distance, I do think internally he'll take it as a shot because he tries to take everything as a shot. It's almost Jordan-esque, like, oh, okay, well, I'll show you. I'm the best you've ever faced because I'll just display it on the field on Sunday evening.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Because that's just the way he's got some I told you so in him. He likes to do that. What did he do right after Cincinnati? Again, they started it.
Right.
He finished
yes.
it. Right?
Yes.
But he did finish it, and then he's taking shots at them for Burrowhead and everything else, smoking cigars. And,
maybe if a defender would have said that, but – but Hurts doesn't actually face Patrick Mahomes. He has to be on the opposing sideline. So maybe if a defender, maybe if Slay says, nah, Mahomes is not the best quarterback that I've seen.
Now you got it.
Now we got something, Skip. I don't think quarterback saying that. That's just me.
Okay, and just for the record, I know this was college football, but Jalen Hurts did face this guy named Joe Burrow in a national semifinal, Oklahoma versus LSU. True. And all Burrow did in that game was go 29 of 39 for 493 yards, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, plus a rush touchdown. So he scored 8 touchdowns in that game. He had a QBR of 99, scale of 0 to 100. Jalen wasn't very good in that game, in large part because he didn't have the ball very much.
Right.
But the point was, he saw that. He hasn't seen it in pro football, but he beheld Joe Burrow at LSU having what I think we both agreed was the greatest quarterback year any
absolutely. No question.
Had.
Not even close.
Okay. So what I do love about Jalen Hurts is he didn't take the exact PC way out. Oh, yeah, he's by far the he didn't do that because in your first time on the Super Bowl stage, if you can remember yours, mm-hmm. It's all so new and the lights are so bright and you're prone to say what they want me to say,
right.
what I'm supposed to say. But no, he thought for just a second. I was watching it live and, no, he's up there.
Right.
Okay, well, it still works. It's still not a terrible answer. It's still not a challenge answer.
Right.
It's not a shot that you took, but he's not going to bless him. He's not going to genuflect before him. He's not going to express awe of Patrick
Mahomes. Because, Skip, you know where this is going to go. If he says Patrick Mahomes, then what do you think about Brady?
Okay.
What do you think about – Skip, you know that's a follow-up.
I know, but at least Brady's retired.
Yeah,
but
so now he's like, no, he's up there. Yeah. I love what he's doing. He's unbelievable at what he does.
Because Tom is retired and because Aaron has struggled so mightily, especially this past year.
I don't know if he struggled against the Eagles.
No, but I'm just saying, you could make the case. You believe Patrick is the best, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so most people would probably lean in that direction, if not dive in that direction, that he's the best.
Well, I think that, but Skip, I think people still think Tom Brady.
Okay.
Because of what he's done, his body of work. We look at Mahomes'
resume. Yeah, but as far as the best right now, the best going.
Oh, we're right,
Okay,
but,
most people would say
it's
Mahomes.
But see, what you have to think about, Skip, when Jalen Hurts went up against Tom Brady mm-hmm. and what Tom Brady did to them in that playoff game. it's hard to argue. Now, he hadn't gone up against Patrick. You know? Well, he faced Patrick last year. You should have said that. Do you remember what Patrick Mahomes did to you last year?
I do.
He threw for like 400 yards.
Yep.
Yeah, now that I think about it, that's what Jalen Hurts should have said.
Okay,
but,
there we go.
But that's not what he's going to say, Skip.
Right,
what he should have said, what I would have said, and what he would have said is something entirely different.
What I love the most about Jalen Hurts is his football backbone, his character, his self-belief. He's going to take a backseat to no quarterback.
Right.
If you put him on the spot, he's not going to give in to that.
Right.
He's not going to revere him. He's not going to honor him in a way that to him is phony, because I believe that Jalen believes in his heart of hearts he's better than Patrick Mahomes. Like, he can make more plays than Patrick. He's just going to do it a different way. Yeah. I believe he thinks that.
I don't think so,
Scott. Okay, I do. I do, because he's put up some serious numbers himself. If you factor in what he can do with his legs, if you factor in how he can run the football into the end zone, he is a weapon unlike anything we've really seen, which is why his team is favored to win the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to get to it in a little bit, but the Madden simulation, we're going to talk about it head on here in a few minutes, but it simulates that Jalen Hurts is going to have a big game, a bigger game than Patrick Mahomes, for what it's worth. Maybe it's worth
nothing.
The paper it's written
the
on,
simulation
right?
that it
okay.
came out of.
Okay, but I'm saying that's Jalen's approach to football. I'm as good or better than anybody, but I'm going to do it my way. And you can do it your way, but I'm going to beat you doing it my way.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see he's got that quiet sort of, you know, it's like below the surface confidence. It doesn't ooze out of him, but you can feel it. You can sense it. You can sort of smell it coming. It's down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows it to his team more than he's going to show you out in public.
Right.
And that's how he's become the face of this franchise.
Right. So you think Jalen Hurts thinks he's better than Mahomes?
Absolutely he does. I mean, that's just what – who wouldn't – I mean, when you were a seventh-round pick, I know you thought you were better than some of the people playing ahead of you.
Yeah. Yeah. But those – Skip, right. Those people weren't Gronk. Those
no.
people were if Gronk was putting up the numbers that he put, it came in my era and putting up those numbers. I was 7 round draft pick. I didn't think I'm better than him. I mean, yeah, I saw some of the people that I practiced together. Like, yeah, I'm better than him. I'm better than him. Yeah, just getting the opportunity. Now, I'm not saying I don't see him becoming better, because I don't think they're gonna allow him to throw the ball like Andy allows Patrick to throw the ball.
Okay, but he knows full well. Because he knows the facts and the stats.
Yeah.
He knows Patrick lost to Brady in a Super Bowl. He knows that Patrick lost to Brady in a home AFC championship game. He knows that he lost to Joe Burrow in a home AFC championship game.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts also knows that he lost to Patrick Mahomes on his home field.
Okay, he did. But all of a sudden, he has come of age right before your very eyes.
Yeah, but you think Patrick Mahomes has got worse?
No, I don't. But I think he's fallible. He's beatable.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I've seen him throw interceptions. Even in the Super Bowl that he won, he threw the late third quarter and the early fourth quarter interception. He was lucky the opponent was
Jimmy G.
Yeah.
And you saw we did what you call him, twice?
Who's what?
Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
You saw we did. The guy that had his number. He can't beat Joe Burrow in Burrow land.
Yeah.
Beat him.
Yeah, I don't think that was so much about Patrick Mahomes.
It was on a bum ankle with one leg. After he done lost Mecole Hardman, he lost Juju. He was already without the wide receiver that you had no use for in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Was already without him.
Justin Watson.
Justin Watson.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Signed the guy from the practice squad. Threw him a pass.
Mm.
Lost two linebackers.
If the
And Kadarius Toney was down.
Yep. Okay, if the new tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals had caught a ball that hit him right in the hands in the back of the end zone, we're having a different conversation. If the best receiver in football, who wears number one for the Cincinnati Bengals, had caught a ball that hit him in the face mask, we're having a different conversation.
We can't do that.
He made throws that could have won, should have won the game.
Well, we saw last year Tyreek Hill drop a pass right before the half that would have been a touchdown.
Mm.
And we didn't come out here and say, well, if Tyreek would have caught that pass, we say he didn't catch it. Hey, they lost the game.
I think somebody did come out and say he caught that pass.
But now, my homeboy on one leg with three receivers down did a number. And you don't want to give him no. He didn't look like nothing.
He looked like he had two legs when he ran 5 yards.
You saw that look like Usain.
I don't know where he got that extra leg from, but he got it.
Just imagine if y'all had Patrick Mahomes as that official where Dallas couldn't spike the ball the time. Just imagine y'all had that official have Patrick Mahomes' speed.
You know what? We'd have another Super Bowl championship.
Whatever. Whatever. Jerry said he likes to build the long
guys.
With him.
Yeah,
the Eagles extremely healthy right now heading into Sunday.
Oh, they're healthy, huh?
Yeah. All 22 opening day starters right now.
Oh, wow.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.